5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Speaking of talent, don't know what happened to yours, Fat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Another great start from Anthony Williams.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, well, of course you feel good. You're listening to the Rush Hour. Everyone loves it. And there's the reason why we get the big names.
Who?
Noah Anderson on today. Of course, taken two in the draft overall last year. Gone to the Gold Coast Suns. Parceled up with his great mate. And his dad was a star for the Hawks. So looking forward to chatting to Noah Anderson. And a little later on in the show, a Tony Jones. And then we're not mentioning it, Fat.
Oh, no, Jim.
We're not bringing it up. He's cracked him.
Yep.
As I understand it, he's cracked him. So Tony Jones from the Sunday Footy Show and Nine News is going to join us as well. Hello to you, Fat.
Please don't mention that, Jim.
We're not bringing it up.
Because I'm good friends with Tony. Great to be with you. What about the drive from Geelong to Melbourne today, Jim? It's been beautiful. Blue skies.
Beautiful.
It's just a sign of things to come, Jim.
Oh, no.
Blue skies, beautiful out there. Got a big show. And we got Iwa.
Is that me, is it?
That's you, I think.
Probably affects me footy the least out of all the injuries because I don't run on my face.
Who's that?
Jono Brown. I don't run on my face. Hall of Famer.
Well, he was a Hall of Famer yesterday, Jim. And guess what? It has continued overnight. And last night inducted was six-time All-Australian ruckman Dean Cox.
Off the rookie list, Dean Cox.
Exactly. They hit
him. Unbelievable story. Yep.
I went to his hometown. I was with Mouse one day and we went and just to a pub there, maybe had a couple of people there, Jim. And it's a little joint on the water up in WA.
North of Western Australia.
Yeah, tiny little joint. And guess who else got inducted? Eight, Jim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Port Adelaide Premiership defender Greg Phillips has inducted.
Well, and I started my broadcasting career, if you like, Bill, in South Australia, doing the breakfast show for SAFM, but also calling the footy for the ABC. So I used to do quite a bit of SANFL back then.
Tell us
and
about
Greg
him.
Greg Phillips finished for Collingwood and came back and played for Port Adelaide.
Yep.
He, Bill, had the biggest thighs I've ever seen on a man.
Well, funny you say that, Jim, because I played on him once at Collingwood at Victoria Park.
Vicky Park.
And he was a – you know what I remember of him? His big ass. Geez, he had a big bum.
Powerful man.
Powerful. Of course, he is the father of Aaron.
Yes.
Phillips, the superstar over there for the Adelaide Crows. So, eight-time.
I'll tell you about him, though, Fat. This is my memory of him. He was one of those big, strong key defenders. Wasn't it tall, but just, you know, as you say, big, chassis, strong, and put himself in exactly the right spot all the time.
Yeah, right.
You know when the ball just floats into centre-half forward and you've got those defenders that just know exactly where to put themselves to be the most sort of nuisance, if you like. He was a very good player. And Dean Cox, Dampier, is where he's from.
Dampier, that's it, Jim. Well, I went there. It's a beautiful ovals on the water. It's magnificent, but not a big town.
No, not big.
And Dean Cox, of course, we've got some audio of here. He's a great player, great ruckman, but also he could run and kick goals.
Oh, yes.
Fletcher runs away on the ball. He finds Cox. He takes a mark. He almost fell over. Now he takes a bounce, the big man. Two bounces. He's getting near 50.
Gamo.
He hits the 50.
Oh!
Goes
long. Oh! Are you kidding me?
Cox has stolen. He's run 70 metres.
Oh.
He's kicked at 55.
And he's going up now.
And the Eagles hit the front fire goal from the big Cox.
What the bloody hell's going on, Brian?
Listen to you guys.
Jeez, that was a decent guy. I remember that.
Mate.
I remember that 2005, the one they ended up losing. But that underscored, Fat, the athleticism of a bloke who was as big as he was.
That's right. And also now assistant coach at Sydney. So up there with Stevie J.
Fair to say, enjoys a sip.
Or two. And a good on the chicken palmy too, I reckon, Jim. He likes a feed.
I saw him last season a couple of times when we did Sydney games in the race waiting to interview Horsewood. And my goodness, Fat, let's put it this way. He's finished and had a similar experience to your own.
No, he's not as big as me. No, sorry, I'm not as big as him.
Oh!
Yes. mate, Coxie is fatter than me, let me tell you. Captain Coxie,
and the other
the
one up there
away.
That's heading the same way is our man, the Chompers. No, Stevie J.
Yeah, I know. Yes, yeah. Mm. And so is Ryan. Is Ryan back next week? A lot of people are asking.
Yes, yeah, he's back. Right. Your mate.
Good. Ryan Warren, of course. Now, also, what about this, Jim? Footy fans could be welcomed at the MCG and Marvel as soon as next month. Footy fans.
Hello.
Up to
Hello.
50. Now, I've been telling you this for a month. I see everyone just jumps on now, but that would be good. Just to work out who the 50 are would be interesting. Is it the corporates who pay the big dollars, or is it the members who chuck in every year? That'll be interesting, Jim.
Yeah, the cheer squad people and things like that. Exactly. Well, I'm sure they'll all get a look at it, and that is good news.
I tell you what happens every year, Jim. The bag handlers go on strike at Qantas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a blue between David Kosh and Eddie Maguire over the Port Adelaide jumper, isn't there? Every year.
Yeah, every year.
So this has happened. This is audio now of David Kosh. This is him on 5AA yesterday.
I reckon we do it both. We do it round two, and then I'll apply to the AFL to play it next year. In the showdown as well. You'd have to be pretty mean-spirited not to allow us to wear the prison bar next year in a showdown after all that's happened this year in our 150th anniversary.
Mm. Prison bar jumper, of course, they want to use, which is black and white. Eddie doesn't like that. I don't mind it for the showdown, to be honest. I honestly don't mind it.
I'm with you.
Showdown.
I know Ed gets.
Yeah, he does.
I know Ed gets very frantic when it's ever brought up. But I'm with you. It's not a game Collingwood are involved in. It's a one-off for the year. I'm with you. I don't really see a problem. But as we all know, Ed's eyes roll back when the black and white is discussed.
It is their 150th year, also Port Adelaide. So that would be nice. And of course, Eddie, he had to respond last night on Footy Class.
I don't want to buy into this because, you know, Port Adelaide are celebrating their 150th anniversary. We have handshake agreements. We have contracts. We have trademark agreements. The AFL own the trademark. The AFL have said this is it. So what annoys me and where I think David has been so disingenuous to his own supporters is he goes on South Australian radio and he fizzes them up. The Magpie is Collingwood Magpie, and that's that. David doesn't have the guts to tell his supporters that it's finished.
Oh, there he is. Mm. So follow that one. That'll be interesting. Also, footy, Essendon's Tom Hurd, the son of James. Guess what, Jim? Has broken his navicular in his foot, the bone in the foot, and that's the bone that his dad did also, James. So that's disappointing. Because he's down there.
For a young fella.
Yeah, he's training down at Essendon, so he's in the moon boot. Mightn't play again this year. So all the best to Thomas Hurd there. The return of the NBA, Jim. Looks like it will happen. Mm. Is expecting to return by the end of July. They're going to play out at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, which would be good. Because there's...
Have you finished on that?
Now, multiple courts there, so they can play a few games in a day, Jim.
And I see, Huey, where they're talking a date to restart the English Premier League, which makes Liverpool fans the world over very, very happy.
When's that? They're on the cusp, Liverpool, of winning that premiership.
Oh, first one in what, 30 years or something?
Yep. It's been a long,
They deserve it. They're about how many points in front?
They're miles
it's
in front.
It's almost mathematically impossible for them to lose.
No, so they deserve that. So, and also, Jim, this one here, it warms the cockles of my heart, Jim. I love a good story because I love the punt. Except been doing that too back at the Cremorne. beer, palmy, and back on the punt, Jim.
So what's changed?
But yesterday in Sydney, Jim, up there in Sydney, there was a horse called Not a Bad Harada. It started at $201 fixed, and this is how it went.
Madam Legend in front of Agassi, who's lifting late. Madam Legend, Agassi, Not a Bad Harada's flashing home on the inside. Strike me pink. Not a Bad Harada, right up the inside, knocked a lot of them off.
Strike me pink, all right, Jim.
Knocked a lot of them off.
$148 it paid on the tote. For $1, you get $148 back. That is unbelievable. So that is great.
Well, that is great. What about what Huey told us before we were doing
then
it?
Huey, well,
wasn't even the longest price winner yesterday in racing, Bill. Huey. $283. Top military paid at Happy Valley last night in Hong Kong.
Yeah, why do you have to outdo me?
Well, it's just a fact, Bill.
Race 4 last night, number 11, top military.
Yes.
And paid
$283.
$283.
Oh, no way.
It's never won, and all they did was put the blinkers on it.
You know what I mean?
No way.
So there is a happy ending at Happy Valley.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, no, just finish it right there. Yeah. So it wasn't a great wrap anyway, and then a real flat finish.
Happy ending.
So what we'll do is we'll get Noah Anderson on to talk about what's happening on the Gold Coast.
Happy ending.
This is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy on Triple M.
With pick two, the Gold Coast Suns have selected Noah Anderson from the Oakley Chargers.
Surprised no one too fat, of course, because he and Matt Rowell were always going one and two either way, the two superstars of the draft last year. Both going to the Gold Coast Suns through a priority pick, and we have the fine young gentleman on the phone right now, of course, his old man, Pooey.
Pooey.
Very, very good player. We're going to get to that a little later on. But, Noah, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate, great to have you now. How are you going up there, please? The world is descending on the Gold Coast. How does it feel to have your turf raided?
I think it's a good thing. We're loving it up here ever since we've been up. The weather definitely beats Melbourne's winter. And it's good the Gold Coast gets to see a few more teams also here. I think it's good for the game up here.
Yeah, man, what's it like in ISO up there, mate? What are you allowed to surf and play golf?
Nah, no surfing, no golf. There have been a few long days for us, but, you know, everyone's going through it, so we're getting through it.
And I'm just reading here, Jim, and Jules sent us a photo here of the young boys up here. Tell you what, Noza, you can make a nice time to make a nice little culture here with these young blokes and grow through and get through this together. When you look at some of them, of course, you got Ben King. Mm-hmm. You got Lukosius, who only played a few games last year. Isaac Rankin, Maddie, your good mate, Sam Flanders, and Benny King, as I said. So some good boys there.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. Yeah, we've got a pretty good young core, and even our old boys are really not that old, like 27, 28. So it's pretty exciting if we all stick together and, you know, just have the same goal and work together, then, yeah, who knows?
Righto. So nicknames are very important at footy clubs, Noah. So, yeah. Righto, we're going to go. What's your nickname?
Well, I'm getting nosy a bit up on the Gold Coast, which I haven't got before down in Melbourne, so... there's a new one.
What about not Arky or Ark? No.
No, actually, Jordan Murdoch's been running with Ark. He's the only one that's thought of that. But it definitely hasn't caught on.
I don't mind that, Jim. Noah's Ark.
No, I don't reckon that's a great one.
Ben King? Because his brother, we found out yesterday, they're calling him Winks.
Ben King, he gets Dink.
Dink. Right.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you why either.
What about old Red Nuts, Matty Rowell?
He's getting Buzz recently. It looks a bit like Buzz Lightyear.
Surely Sam Flanders gets called Ned.
Yeah, that happened real quick. They're all over that one.
And Lukosius?
He doesn't have one.
Just Jack.
That interesting. Yeah, people call him Luko.
Right. Geez, you're disappointed with that. Fat. The rest of them have got a bit of sizzle about them, and I'm being called Luko.
But as you said, Arky. Yeah, as you said, Arky, the experienced boys up there, you've got some good ones, but also Brandon Ellis up there. Then you got Huey Greenwood's gone up there, and Zach Smith. What about Zach, Jim? He's gone from the Gold Coast Suns to the Cattery and then back to the Gold Coast Suns.
Mm.
Yeah, Smitty's been really good. All three of them have been really good. They've all had such a positive impact straight away. I mean, they got up here a bit before us, but when we got up, it already felt like they were part of the club. So they're really positive and invested in the club, so it's pretty exciting.
Tell me this, Noah, how do you go at a brand new club, which the Gold Coast really are? Do they have host families? Do they have club houses? Where do you live when you first go up there?
So me and Rowley are living with Mark Evans and his family.
Oh, okay.
We've been pretty lucky. They've been super good for us, and we're just staying here for a while, I think. So we're trying to make the most of it because it's in a pretty good spot.
And you're a good size. I just had a look. You're 191 and 86. I reckon you're bigger than the old man.
Yeah, I'm a bit bigger than him. He doesn't like to admit that, but, yeah, I've got him covered, I think. Maybe just.
Well, speaking of your old man, we're going to take a little break. I know Bill's got something else in line, yes, but I think we might have dug out some audio of a game well before you were born, Noah, of where your dad's team played against Bill's team, and a pretty famous grand final. And in the course of that game, Noah, Bill found the football on four occasions.
Let's go to a break here. We just hang on the line there, Noza.
Now, we're talking a fine young man and fine young player, of course, one game into what will be a terrific career. But your dad was a very, very good player with the Hawks, of course, often referred to as Pooey Anderson. Yeah. I'm not sure why he got that nickname. Noah, can you help us out with it?
Yeah, well, I've only discovered it recently, and I've tried to get it out of him, but he hasn't really worked it out yet. So there might be a bit of a story there that maybe when I'm a bit older, he might let out.
That might be it. I would suggest, if you want to know the truth, if you ever run into Jason Dunstall at any stage, old plug hole, you can say to him, "How come my dad's called Pooey?" And he'll tell you in a heartbeat. Anyway, recently, Noah, we recalled the 89 Grand Final, one of the most famous games ever played, of course. Your dad was a premiership player on that day and played a bloody good game of footy. So have a listen.
Spills here. Opportunity. Boy, Connan got met heavily. Handball comes from Anderson. Anderson runs into an open goal. They have got four in a row, the Hawks.
It falls short for Anderson, who should have taken the mark in the end. And then the snap from Pooey Anderson has floated through.
It's coming out of his back.
Condon inside 50. Pooey Anderson can run on and he can kick another one. Buccaneers been enormous. So's Anderson.
That'll
over
do.
The top, Pooey Anderson. Response from the Hawks. It's happened all day too easy.
There's a few there over the top.
Yeah, a few over the top. That's how he likes them, I reckon.
Do you ever see any vision of him, or does he put it on when you go around to the house?
Yeah, well, the first time I've actually watched the whole game was when the Fox Footy were doing their top 50 games, so sat down and got through it. Yeah, it was a great game to watch.
Well, what about Bill's role in it, Tim. Noah? Not only did he only touch it four times, this is a grand final we're talking about, four possessions, but also one of the most insipid acts of attempted violence on Gary Bacanara you've ever seen.
Oh, no comment on that.
Yes.
Obviously, he's great player throughout his career, so everyone has their bad days.
That's right. That's spot on, Nosy. You're a good man. A very polite young man.
Now, how well described is that? Everyone has their bad days.
I just had a lot of them. Now, Nosy, when you join a side like the Gold Coast Suns, do they take you through a induction course and talk about the history?
Yeah, they've done a little bit of that. It kind of filters throughout most of the clubs, so they just kind of drizzle in bits and pieces. The recruiters do a really good job of that. When we, during our year 12 year, our draft year, they give us a lot of information about that. So, yeah, they do it pretty well.
Well, okay, on the back of that, I'm gonna have a quiz here, Jim, with our boy. He's only played one game at the minute, got 12 disposals in round one, was okay too. But we're going to have a quiz here, and there's a bit of work being put into this, Noser. Have a listen here of the production and the content.
It's time for another famous Billy Brownless quiz.
They brought back old quizzes, Brownless.
What?
Because I'm back, Jim. I am back.
It's the Rush Hours. How much do you know of?
Oh no.
How much do you know of? Oh, how good's that, Jim?
Not sure about that, guys.
Righto, here we go, Nosy. Okay, just four questions. We'll see how much you know about the Gold Coast Suns. Who has played the most games for the Gold Coast Suns?
Is it Colin Jasny?
No, it's not Colin Jasny. We'll go again. He's plays in the back pocket, left footer.
Jared Harbrow?
Yes, the boy from Marutna. He's played 175 games. Next best is David Swallow, 139. Righto, the most wins in a row for the Gold Coast Swans. The most wins in a row for the Gold Coast Suns is how many?
I'm going to say five.
Yes, well done. They've won five in a row back in 2014. The Gold Coast Suns have had four coaches, Nosy. Name them.
Stuart Jew.
Well, good one. Well done. Yes.
Billy McKenna.
Yeah.
Louis McKenna.
Yes. Louis, yeah.
Rodney E.
Yes. And?
Oh.
He's on your coaching panel now. Dean.
I'm a bit lost.
Dean Solomon.
Dean Solomon.
Yeah, he coached for a few games. Well, no, I'll give him that.
Yeah, because, yeah, interim coach.
Yeah. And the last one here, Noza, on what do you, Noah, at which theme park would you ride the Doomsday Destroyer?
That'd be Movie World.
Yes, well done. Have you? Well done. 4 out of 4 is not bad. Have you been to the theme parks and all that?
Not since we've been up here. But when I was younger, I came up and did the rounds.
Bill, that's just a disgraceful quiz thrown into an interview because you wanted to play your opener. Yeah. That's really it, wasn't it?
Shoehorned.
No, I was just running a bit short of questions, to be honest, for Noza. Anyway, we might wrap it up, Noza.
So, Noah, just to finish, you've got a month on the Gold Coast. What are you hearing beyond that? Are you going to be able then to travel everywhere? What's the feeling within the playing group?
I don't even think we've looked too far ahead yet. We've just been, it sounds cliche, but we've really just tried to nail down on our only few weeks we've all been in a group together. And we've got West Coast in round two, so we've just been trying to focus on that. And we'll have to wait and see for the other stuff.
Well, you go. I can tell you that you head to Geelong on the 4th of July. So if you can picture a joint that's as far removed from the Gold Coast as possible, it's Geelong in July.
Yeah, that'll be a great challenge, definitely.
I'll get you down there. We'll go to the Cremorne. We'll have a palm in a pot. You'll be right to go. Nosy?
Yeah, very good.
Hey, good luck, mate. You've got just starting on what will be one of the great experiences of your life, a wonderful career ahead. Good luck with it.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Billy.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. You can catch us on your smart speaker or through the Triple M app.
Now, Bill, before we get this next man on,
yes,
out of respect for one of the better broadcasters, not only in this state but in this country,
yeah,
and a man who's got the brazen bits with what's going on, we're not going there. I'm just telling you, before we actually introduce this, we're not going there.
All right, right? Good.
So with that said, this man controls Nine News, of course, flying, wow, and also controls a Sunday footy show. Yes. I speak of Tony Jones. Tone, welcome.
G'day, JB. Hello, Billy. Now, James, I've known you long enough to know that when you give me an intro like that, there's an almighty whack coming.
It's not coming because I read with great interest, and I don't blame you either, by the way, that you've said, if they play the Beck Judd vision again, I'm off. I'm walking off, and I'm pleased to see they haven't, out of respect.
That's right.
No, and as I said, it's not some cheap publicity stunt. It is fact. You can take it to the bank, as they say. It ain't happening.
Well, we haven't shown it yet because we do love you. You're an icon of Channel 9.
Oh,
you're the second best newsreader there. Old Hitch has got that sewn up. But you're going okay, old cock. But I tell you what, the Sunday footy show, we all love doing it. That's the great thing about it. And it's been really good this year, Tone, and we've had no footy.
No, I know. It's going to be a shame when it comes back and we actually have to talk seriously, but that'll be good. You know, you talk about we love the Sunday footy show. I loved it when I did it the first time until I got the phone call from management one day.
Yeah, and
what
happened?
There I was. Well, it was Tim Cleary, and he rang up and he said, this was, I don't know, probably October or November, and he says, how are you going? I said, yeah, good. I had the feet up on the desk, and he said, look, just want to talk you through a couple of changes for Sunday Footy Show next year.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. I thought, beauty, we get rid of Tyler. And he said, look, we're going to replace you.
Yeah.
I said, what? And he said, yeah, I said, who with? And he said, James Brayshaw. We just think you'll resonate with the audience better. I said, James Brayshaw, give me a spell.
That is
you
so
know,
true.
You know the truth behind that, Tone? I've never actually had this full conversation with you. I remember we chatted at the time. But I went into a meeting with Jeffrey Brown. I'll never, ever forget it. And he said, righto, there's your deal. He just, and as you know, there was never any arguing with Browning. You just got given what you got given. He handed it over to me. He said, there's your deal to call Footy for Nine to do the Thursday night footy show. And I looked at it and I thought, well, not a lot of uplift in the cash, but
sure.
Fair enough. Anyway, and then as he pushed the bit of paper over to me, he said, and by the way, you're hosting Sunday as well. That's the only conversation that I had about that.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre. Well, it was not bizarre in the sense that you were doing it, James. But anyway, it was. And then when they asked me to come back, I said, just take me through that conversation we had about 10 years ago. So how did that work out for you?
And of course, this week, this Sunday, 10 a.m. till 12, Tone.
Well, that's right.
Two hours.
So I've worked that out, Bill. Thank you. So 2 hours. But can I just say something in all honesty? And I'm not being syrupy. I'm not being disingenuous or anything like that. I was genuinely saddened to you of Channel 7 bringing the curtain down on their footy shows. We thoroughly enjoyed the competitive nature between us and game day. And Bill, and you know yourself, James, when you were doing it, we would thrive on that. We would look at those figures first thing on a Monday morning to see how we went. And having that competition brought out the best in us, and it brought out the best in them having us as competition. I think we both fed off each other. I think it's very, very sad. I know a lot of the producers who work on that show, and I really feel for them.
Yeah, and we're talking about this yesterday, and Jim said that about the producers, but also the cameramen. And we have some great times with our camera, little beams here that no one can see, and of course, Dave and all those boys. But there is a good rapport with all the behind the scenes people in there.
Oh, well, you're all in it together, you know. And I know, you know, there's nothing worse than someone on television being interviewed, and they say, "Oh, we're just like a big family." And you think, "No, we're not. Can't stand each other." But it is, and that's always been the case, James, hasn't it? From when you did it, when Gary did it, even when Max Walker was doing it. It's just got that, I don't know, it's just got that nice Sunday feel about it.
I'm with you, and let's hope that those shows can return in good time. Now, I said, Bill, off the top, we're not doing it.
Exactly.
Right? Good. So this is good respect, as I said, for our man. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to ask about the panellists on the Sunday Footy Show, because I'm intrigued by a few of them.
Joined by Tony Jones from Channel 9's Sunday Footy Show.
Now, Bill, we've said it from the very start of this show that we're not out of great respect. We've read that if the vision of Beck Judd gets played, he's walking off, and so out of respect for that, we're not going. Of course,
Ewan. Cheers, Chompers.
Thanks, Chompers.
Thanks a lot, Chompers.
Pleasure, Chompers.
Good on you, Chompers.
Oh,
thanks,
Jim.
Uncle Chomp Chomp. Thanks, Chomp.
Thanks a lot, Chompers.
Thanks, Chompers.
Teeth are looking great, Chompers.
Thanks, Chompity Chomp Chomp Chomp.
Oh, you get chirty with that too, don't you, Tone?
I'm actually feeling in for Neil Mitchell at the moment on 3AW, and some bogan rang up today. You know, Van Feller rings up often, and he's gone, "Hey, Chomp, how you going?" I said, "Mate, I'm doing Neil Mitchell show on 3AW. Like, it's hardly, you know." And I said, "Let's try that again." Nah. Chompity, chomp, 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 chomp. I said, aren't you ringing me to tell me about some crash on the Monash Freeway? Can we just get on with that? Anyway, so, I don't know. I mean, look, it is what it is. I don't care about it. I really don't. I mean, it could be caught a lot worse, I would have thought.
I loved the cricketers during the Ashes, Marcus Harris, I think it was, and little Wadey just jumping up behind you too and reminding you of it, Tone.
Oh, I loved it. It was that particular morning. I know you probably haven't got a lot of time because you get back to a record. But it was in Manchester when they'd actually sealed the deal and retained the Ashes. We were about to go live on the Today Show, and the media manager, Malcolm Conn, came out and he said, "Look, what time are you on?" This was, about 8:30 at night, which was going to be 5:30 in the morning back here. And I said, "Well, probably in about 5 minutes." And he said, "Oh, Nathan Lyon's bringing the players there. He doesn't want it shown because it's a really personal thing when they do the song and all that." And I'm in that situation where I'm like, "Well, hang on, I'm bloody live on the ground. They're just going to be next to me." And I said, "Oh, okay, look, I'll respect it for as long as I can." No sooner did the red light go on than those two whackers came over and started spraying me. I thought, "Right, gloves are off. Let's just throw as much as we can." But that was terrific. That was a lot of fun.
Well, it's Gary Lyon's fault. I want to put this on the record. All right. That night when we turned up to the EJ Witten Legends game, I didn't want to do it. I didn't like the thought of it. And it was Gary Lyon's 100% fault that we outed you as the Chompers that night.
Because you had a nice dusting.
Well, yes, I did, and I got them done tooth by. I got them done, and don't for a moment don't think I think it wasn't you, James. I remember when I first got them done, it was around about. Well, I was doing some stuff at the tennis. I was doing something live somewhere, and I just had the first two done. I said, "Thanks for coming up after the break." And we went into an ad break, and I never checked my phone, but I was out in the field at the time, and just instinctively, I put my hand in my pocket and grabbed my phone, and I had two missed calls from my wife, and I thought, "Oh, shit, who's died?" Anyway, so I ring her up, and I said, "Is everything all right?" She said, do not smile. She said, you look like Bugs Bunny.
Yes,
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, beautiful. Now, Tone, I want to ask you about the people that you work with on a Sunday because I'm interested in your thoughts on your panel. Now, we can leave Fat out of it,
yeah,
of course, because we already know your thoughts on him. Let me start with Nath Brown.
He grinds your gears, doesn't he?
He grinds my gears. Nathan would have been one of those kids at school that you would have had a lot of time behind the shelter sheds with, like, as in punching the shit out of him, because he's just you just look at him and you just want to squeeze his face. Anyway, and I just think you're a mediocre footballer made famous by an injury, and now you're just sort of like you've lucked into this media career. It is extraordinary how he's managed to bluff everyone with that.
Lloydo.
Oh, well, how could you not love Lloydie as much as Lloydie loves himself?
He doesn't.
How he gets away with that ego is beyond me. And just when you think you've heard it all, then I find out he actually does a bit of body grooming. And I thought, hello. I always look at that hair and I admire it. I'm jealous of it. And now I find out he dyes it.
He never used to show... But now he shows highlights of himself all the time, and he loves it. He's very good.
No one does it as subtly as him. No. It is just sensational.
What about Kane Corns?
Yeah, the bloke who everyone gets asked about on the show. What's Kane like?
Well, it's funny because when I came back and Kane was on the panel, I had to Google him. I
wasn't 300 games, Tony.
Well, I was blown over when I saw that. I just thought he was just a run of the mill pest from South Australia. Now I see he's got a fair bit of credibility under his belt. Nothing else, but he's got a bit of credibility under his belt. So, no, I don't mind Kane. He's good. I did worry about Kane initially. I thought, you don't want to end up a one-trick pony. And, you know, it only lasts for a couple of years. But he hasn't gone through the entire competition yet. So I think he's got a few more years left in him.
And Damo?
Debbie Downer. What about Debbie?
Just boring.
I just,
he comes in on a Sunday morning and he drops Shoreline James and he drops Ducks and all those. And I'm just sort of thinking, don't try and be cool, Damo. It's not the style. It's just, you know, you've got the zooped up car. And it's just, no, Damo. Some of us were born to be dorks. I'm borderline, I admit that. But Damo, you're well over the line.
And what about my fat friend every day?
Great backup for him.
Yeah, look. Just as he was a backup for Gary Ablett, he's a great backup for me as well. And I think, the show wouldn't be the show without Billy. Look, there's been instances there, I must admit, where we've questioned Billy's worth, namely the day he put Lou through the black curtain. No, I'm not joking. That was a very ordinary day, that one, Bill.
All right, we've got to cut it short now. Sunday footy show.
When I bring up some of your stuff.
Sunday footy show, 10 o'clock this Sunday to 12, 2 hours of, what do we have? Lordo's deep dive, we'll have Nath's quiz, and then we just struggle for a couple of segments.
Well done, Bill. You've managed to rattle off 10 minutes of our two-hour show, so that's not too bad. Yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Tone, what about, and we're going to finish on this, speaking of the great Lou Richards, about when Gary, Sam and I used to do that show called Any Given Sunday after you did the Sunday footy show? And I would walk in to get, firstly, wardrobe and then makeup, and every single Sunday I'd walk past you and the great Lou Richards, and this, Yui, as I sit here, would be the exact way it went for 22 straight weeks. Lou would say to Tony, "Who's that?" And Tony would go, "That's James Brayshaw." "Who's he?" "He used to play cricket." And Lou would go, "What's a f***ing cricketer doing on a footy show?" Is that right, Tom?
Yes. And I think he took that to his grave. It was a bit like when I first started at Channel 9, Max Walker was reading The Sport Monday to Friday. And the sports producer rang up Mark Jackson, who was playing at the time, and he said, "Look, we're going to send Max down to do an interview with you for a story." "Will you send in that bloody idiot? What would he know about football? He's a bloody cricketer." And the producer said, "He's actually played 20 more games than you have so far, mate."
I love it, Tone. Well done. Good luck with everything coming up. Of course, 9 News flying with Pete. But Sundays with the footy show are going beautifully.
10 a.m.
Good work, fellas.
On your smart speaker and on the Triple M app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, beautiful show. What about that for a show? Noah Anderson, fine young man. Love chatting to him.
Good man.
Isn't he a good young and very good player, of course? Yeah. And then our man, Tone Jones.
He's a good
Sunday
man.
Sunday footy Tone. Show's finest. And Nine News, of course, the chompity chomp, chomp, chomp. And just going along magnificently. Now, tomorrow, if you don't mind, just to wind up the week, we've got Brag Artist, of course. We've got Friday Flashback. And that is a request to play something I had actually completely forgotten happened. And you were the same. You produced a show back then.
I'm not convinced it went where. Like, I don't remember it at all.
I don't remember it either.
And I was in it, and I can't remember it yet.
And Beck Danaher as well, of course, with the big freeze coming up. So nice big show for tomorrow. But now, something humorous.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Well, Jim, I like to travel the world with my jokes. I'm very multicultural, okay?
No. Right.
So I got one here. What do you call an Amish person with his hand down a horse's throat?
What?
What?
A mechanic. He's a mechanic, Jim, because they only got horse and cart, Jim.
No.
Anyway, a bloke comes out of a room in Thailand.
Turn him off. Oh, my God.
He says it's a boy.
Nothing more from Thailand.